Learning that cherry pie.
Mahalo. Item N, City and County of Honolulu and Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation Affordable Housing Project, Kapolei Parkway, Apua'o Honouliuli, Moku, Ewa, Aino, Ahunei, TMK, Kahi, Iwa Kahi, Kahi Ono Ole, Kahi Waluiva, Amea Ia Mauhapaku, O Keia Pauku Eo no Me Ehiku.
Please state your name for the record.
Aloha kakou.
Aloha. Yeah, yeah, on.
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene. Italian.
Matt McDermott here with Cultural Surveys Hawaii, and I have Elton Wong here from the Kobayashi Group answering the more particularly detailed questions.
Mahalo, talk about Elton, this. Care to join you up here? Would you like to come?
Okay. Hi, Elton.
You are welcome to come. In fact, there's lots of food here. Yeah.
I'll use the restroom over here.
We have an interesting project, affordable housing project that's working with the city, Kobayashi Group, there's other developers that are out in Kapolei Parkway, Honouliuli. So we want to run through with you basically a brief project description, overview of the cultural history of the area. This is an area that, as you're sure you're aware, that port of Honouliuli was used for sugarcane agriculture for at least 75 years. And was then extensively developed after the 1980s when they moved the sugarcane out, and is now kind of a vacant field. The subsoil, the alluvium that's on top of the karst and the karst itself has been removed from this project area, so it's really a low sensitivity area. What we're doing now is providing a literature review field inspection to the State Historic Preservation Division, so that they can make a determination whether or not we do an archaeological inventory survey or not. We just want to provide you with an overview of this project and get any input that you might have as far as moving forward. So this is where we are on USGS. This is the project area here in pink. Pu'u Kapolei right here, former Fort Barrett is right there. The SHPD office is right there on this area.
Right by Foodland, it's across the street.
Yeah, one block down.
So this is what it looks like now. You can see there's very recent development kind of surrounding it. It's a 10-acre project area divided in kind of two major lots. Importantly, it's going to be housing, studios, 1, 2, 3 bedrooms, and it'll be 1, 2, and 3 stories, mostly 2-story. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It'll include the construction and utilization of these streets that are here, Waikea Street and
Manawai.
There's no federal involvement. The financing is going to be through the Hawaii Housing Finance Development Corporation, HHFDC. This is kind of what it looks like in schematic there. It does have this Palai Lai Mall, Village Walk, both pedestrian access is Kapolei Parkway here on the Mauka side. You can get an idea of kind of the mostly two-story with occasional third story in these areas. Again, total of approximately 400 units to be laid out this way with kind of central parking and again, including these streets that'll come through here. This is what it'll look like, the kind of schematics that we have. Again, largely two-story with the occasional third story in there. Any questions about the project itself? So we are doing this as a city development. So it's historic preservation review is under 6E8 for county project. In terms of the background, we're out on Honouliuli Plain. Again, the nearest landmark is Pu'u Kapolei, right? It's just Mauka of the area. This is showing some initial trails that came through the area. On this early map, it's kind of a compilation of various maps. You can see the early trails that came through and gave access to this area. The earliest maps we have of this area is largely schematic, but it does show some detail. You've got this 1825 Malden map. Again, the project area is shown here in pink. Pink, this is a blow up of the same image. Settlements along the coast. This is Barbara's Point, Kalailoa. settlements around towards Nanakuli, trails coming through this area. The project here does show up as being a freshwater pond, but again, this is a largely schematic map at this early date. There's definitely not a pond or was not a pond there. The pond showed up in later maps very clearly outside the current project area. So moving forward in time, this is 1899, the Beasley map of the area. You can see the pond that was noted earlier is clearly outside the project area, and that is the case. Pu'ukapale is right here, and you can see all these designations of different fields were part of the Eva plantation at this point. So this is all in sugarcane as early as 1899, potentially earlier by a few decades. Moving to 1906, the Dawn survey map, you've got the red outline shows the Eva plantation. So this is all sugarcane within the red outline. This kind of hatched yellow area here shows sisal. They're growing sisal commercially. And this is kind of grazing lands in this area over here. So the project here is definitely in the agricultural lands of the Eva plantation. Makaiave is grazing lands and sisal. 1930 map, you can see we're clearly in the Eva plantations, right in the middle of these various fields that are designated here. You've got the ORNL running along Makai of that area. Our first aerial photograph, 1951, you can see clearly in sugarcane production, you've got the lines from the various fields that come through the area. Pu'ukapale is still clearly developed there, but largely undeveloped. You've got the ORNL running right down here. Moving forward in time to 1962, another aerial photograph, Pu'ukapale clearly visible there, is running here, and you can see this is all still very clearly in sugarcane agriculture. Moving up to 1968, again, more sugarcane agriculture throughout the project area. 1977, more of the same sugarcane agriculture. Some of these cane breaks or agricultural rows are visible in later aerial photographs once the sugarcane has stopped. So in terms of previous archaeology in the area, again, the project area is shown here in pink, this large bar. There's been a number of archaeological type work in the vicinity, particularly reconnaissance surveys, Oshima in 1975 and Han in 1986. They were much larger areas that included the current 10-acre project area. No archaeological historic properties were noted for that area. It was noted in 1986, probably fewer than 85, that this area was still in cane production. So at least as recently as 85, it was still in cane. There's been some other work in the vicinity, but no historic properties were found in close vicinity of the project area. We just have things associated with the Pu'ukapale and then the ORNL itself immediately Makai. This shows the archaeological historic properties that have been found in the vicinity. Again, nothing in the project area itself. We have the ORNL Railroad here, and Pu'ukapale and Fort Barrett, a good third or a half mile Mauka. Recent land use, the Google Earth images are quite good at showing what's gone on in the last two decades. So in August of 2004, this is what the project area looked like. You can see there's still some of those scars from the old plantation fields visible, but there's no agriculture going on at this time. You have some early kaavi trees moving into the area. Moving up to December of 2008, we can see that the area is being utilized to mine coral from the limestone shelf. Immediately Makai, definitely. It looks like they're stockpiling some coral within the project area itself. We go to 2013, and you can see there's kind of a shape around the perimeter, and this is kind of evidence that they did mine out the project area. That's one of the things we wanted to confirm with our field investigation. Was this area mined out as it appears in these aerial photographs? And it turns out that was the case. 2008 is the same image we have here. We do have development encroaching around the project area, but still nothing within the project area itself. The field inspection results, this is looking Eva along the Mauka portion of the project area along Kapolei Parkway. You can see this is the current sidewalk and street level. A significant dip down here into the project area showing where that mining took place and removed the settlements there. So that would have taken away the alluvium on top that was used for agriculture as wet as some of the coral shelf underneath.
You're going to fill it in?
Yes.
Fill it in.
Within the project area, we did find some features, but they're all relatively recent, within the last probably 10 or 12 years. big drainage features with culverts associated with water management in these low-lying areas. Big culverts like this, obviously very recent in construction. So it's a relatively big development, but it's in an area that has very little archaeological sensitivity, little potential for EV Kupuna. We wanted to be sure you guys were aware of this as we move forward. We're going to move forward with producing our lit review field inspection for the SHPD's review and approval. We'll be recommending no historic properties affected, and so no further archaeological work at all. Of course, if anything comes up, we'll certainly let the OIBC know and keep you updated as things progress.
Mahalo.
Any questions?
And Mahalo knows
really, really well. Yeah, it's been a hit a lot. Because ever since the Sisal Farms and with the sugar cane field, I mean, it's, I doubt you'll find anything out there.
Did you mention fish? I mean, it's some type of fish pond or something right here.
There was a pond that should have been like historic.
Can you go back to like the second slide?
I think it was called Kahuna Wai. Was that the? There was a story of a spring that was located next to Pu'okapole. I believe it was called Kahuna Wai.
So where you had the, yeah.
So here's the pond showing up first.
And then further back, going further back, it is trying to make a link up to where you have the street names. The street names that was early on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just, I keep going back.
Yeah, so Manawai.
Yeah, Manawai, and then.
Waikea.
You had another name that struck me. Go back one more.
Palailai Mall?
Yeah, Palailai Mall. Just Palailai is actually the young fish of the lai. Fish. It's the baby fish.
What is it?
I was just trying to make connections. There's ponds there.
The Palailai Mall? Palailai stands for?
Palailai is actually the young fish of the lai.
That's the pedestrian mall of the restaurant.
Yeah.
I remember there was a story of the two women around that pond, the Kupua. I love that story.
So one thing Matt didn't add was that the homes here will be 100% affordable. So 60% AMI with 5% at 30% AMI. So the 60% AMI, the income range would be about $50,000 to about $78,000. So much needed affordable housing would be built here.
Free markets for the local population.
Yeah.
That would be good.
So yeah, I focus on the archaeology, not on the important stuff about what a good project it is. So, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just curious, is this, eventually will it be like other projects where there's an association?
It's actually 100% rental. Mm. So there won't be an association. People won't be owning the homes, they'll be renting the homes.
That's good. You might mention the daycare.
Daycare. Oh, yeah, there's two daycares that will be provided. Again, they will be for 3 and 4 year olds. I think one is 2 classrooms and the other one is 4 classrooms. Daycare is much needed. There's like one licensed seat for every 48 kids that are looking for in this west side area. And we found that in studies that a child will get 80% of his brain by age 4 or 5. So it's very important. It's probably more important than high school.
Probably. Mahalo.
That's my problem.
Nau ea e?
A'ohe.
A'ohe nau kai aulu. Himauni nau. Mahalo for your update today. Mahalo nui a'olo kai ele anumai.
Always. Church again?